Here we go. It's another big week in the NFL for the Chicago Bears. This is the Bears Wire Podcast, powered by USA Today Sports. Now your host, Ryan O'Leary, and Bears Wire editor, Alyssa Barbieri.
The NFL season is basically upon us now, 1 week away from week one of the 2020 regular season. I'm Ryan O'Leary, host of this brand new Bears Wire podcast powered by the USA Today Network. I'll be joined each week to talk all things Chicago Bears football with Alyssa Barbieri, the managing editor of the Bears Wire website. Alyssa, are you ready for this season?
I'm ready. As long as football is back, let's do this.
Football is back. Later in the show, we're going to have a fantasy football segment by Corey Bonini of The Huddle, and a sports betting segment is also coming up by our guys over at the Sports Wire. But first, Alyssa, there is a lot going on with the Bears, with Nick Foles being in town, pushing Mitch Trubisky. So there's a little quarterback competition going there. They got young talent all over the place, David Montgomery, Allen Robinson, and I am really interested in your thoughts on the defense. I feel like there's a few question marks on that side of the ball. In your estimation, what's the state of the Bears entering week one of the season?
You know, like you were saying, you know, there are some concerns with the defense. You know, the Bears defense is still expected to be a top 10 unit this year. They are returning some big pieces. Obviously, Khalil Mack's there. They upgraded at pass rusher with Robert Quinn. You have Akeem Hicks coming back there, which is going to be absolutely major for this pass rush. But there are a couple issues, actually, in the secondary, but the biggest one being the open cornerback spot opposite Kyle Fuller. So the Bears released Prince Amukamara earlier this offseason, and they brought in some veterans this offseason to compete for that starting job, including former CFL star Trey Roberson and former first-round pick out of Pittsburgh, Artie Burns. But the Bears did have some bad injury struggles. They lost Roberson to a broken foot before the start of camp, and then Burns suffered a torn ACL just one day after taking reps with the first-team defense. But the Bears did also sign rookie Jalen Johnson, drafted him in the second round of the NFL draft with the hopes of him becoming the future at cornerback with Kyle Fuller. But Johnson is coming off shoulder surgery, which was one of the reasons why he dropped so much in the draft. And he's been pretty limited in camp. One of the surprises out of camp has been Nickelback Buster Screen getting some time at the right cornerback position when the Bears are in their base 3-4 defense. And then he hits the slot whenever they're in their nickel personnel, and Kevin Tolliver has been at the right cornerback spot. But the hope is that Jalen Johnson ultimately does sometime this season earn that starting spot and can be that future at cornerback for the Bears.
That's some great insight. And on the other side of the ball, have you had a gauge on how Foles has looked this preseason at all? Like, how is he taking to the offense? Obviously, he's got a much different style than Trubisky has. Trubisky's going to get outside the pocket, run around a little bit more, makes a lot of plays with his legs. Foles is kind of, you know, doing he's done the RPO stuff with Philly. Like, you know, he's like a master at that stuff. You know, how do you think the system fits Foles, and how's he looked in camp compared to Trubisky? Do you have any insight on that?
I think that the system definitely fits him. You can tell there's a clear difference between, they're two different quarterbacks. Nick Foles is the guy that he's been, you know, throwing the check down. He's managing this offense. Trubisky's the guy that he's going to run around a little bit. He's going to take those shots. Matt Nagy's actually challenged both of them to take those deep shots. And it kind of sounded like he was taking a shot there at Nick Foles. He's been throwing a lot of checkdowns with reports coming out of camp. But I do think that this system does fit Foles. The simple fact of the matter is he has not had time in the system or with these guys. In this offense. So that's where he's at a disadvantage. But I think that he could definitely efficiently run this offense. And the question with Trubisky is, you know, can he finally read a defense? Can he finally, you know, start? He has had better mechanics this offseason, but you know, the question with Trubisky is, can he finally be consistent when inconsistency has been his issue his entire career?
How about Jimmy Graham at tight end? Any new players or fantasy sleepers, Alyssa, that, you know, people should be targeting in their drafts coming up here?
I definitely say Jimmy Graham and also rookie tight end Cole Kmet. The tight ends have been one of the strengths for the Bears this offseason in training camp, which is a pleasant surprise considering last year they had one of the collective worst efforts in the league. I think they had around 36 receptions, 400 yards, and 2 touchdowns combined across the board. So fixing the tight end position, one that is integral in this offense. was a big thing. So expect to see the tight ends getting a lot of looks this year, whether it's Trubisky or Foles under center. They are going to be looking for those big physical tight ends that have really been wowing in training camp. But also someone to watch on offense is third year receiver Anthony Miller. This is supposed to be his breakout year. He struggled with some injuries here and he had a slow start last year, but there was a 4-game stretch, I believe last year, where he just absolutely blew up once he was finally in the rhythm with things. So I think that Anthony Miller, if he does take that next step, like the Bears hope he can, I think that he'll be one of those sleepers to watch.
It's the Bears Wire Podcast. We'll be right back.
Fantasy football is about proving that you are better than your friends.
Sit them, start them. These are the fantasy picks of the week.
It will kill me if this game ends in a tie.
I need this win. This game's pretty much done.
With Corey Bonini from TheHuddle.com.
Corey Bonini with TheHuddle.com here to talk to you about fantasy football do's and don'ts entering the final drafting weekend of 2020. Players I really like. Kyler Murray, quarterback, Arizona Cardinals. He's going in the sixth round on average as the fifth overall quarterback chosen. You can wait a little bit from the Lamar Jacksons and Patrick Mahomes of the world and still get very similar value. Running back Raheem Mostert had his contract squabble settled in the offseason, and he's ready to rock and roll in one of the best running back systems in football. Invest as an RB2 and consider him a steal if you get him as a third. Brandon Cooks is a well-traveled wide receiver who has shown he can produce immediately everywhere he goes. He heads to the Houston Texans to help replace DeAndre Hopkins as a group of wide receivers trying to come together, catching passes from the hand of Deshaun Watson. Another wide receiver I really like is Deontay Johnson of the Pittsburgh Steelers. The second-year receiver was able to make some noise as a rookie in 2019 with a hodgepodge of quarterbacks. Big Ben is back on the field, healthy, ready to go. Johnson's going to have a superb year. And tight end Rob Gronkowski. He doesn't come without risk, but he's healthy. He had the year off to get his body right, and he's the only player on this roster we can confidently say Tom Brady trusts explicitly. On the other side of the coin, Arizona Cardinals running back Kenyon Drake is going right around the end of the first round, early second round, and he's making fantasy owners invest a killing off of basically 4 or 5 games. There's just way too much risk involved there when you can find a safer player with as much upside a little bit later on. David Johnson is another running back now with the Houston Texans. It's been 4 seasons since we've seen anything special from him in fantasy football. The loss of Phillip Rivers at quarterback means Tyrod Taylor's the starter. I have zero confidence in his ability to consistently deliver a ball to Keenan Allen to keep him returning round 5 investment. For more fantasy football tips and advice, check out TheHuddle.com, part of the USA Today Sports Network.
I don't get it. I really don't. Regardless of who they name as a starter, whether it's Mitch Trubisky or Nick Foles, the fact that we are having a quarterback competition with a former number 2 overall pick in year 4 of his career tells us all we need to know about what the Bears think of Mitchell Trubisky. I question the amount of faith they have in him because not only did they turn down his 5th-year option, they brought in Nick Foles to compete. And given what we know about Trubisky, he is somebody who has struggled with confidence issues in the past. He's somebody where there's questions about his mental toughness. And I think if you're the organization and you firmly believe that Mitch is the guy, then this move, then just say it. Say we're riding with Mitch. But there are questions about whether Nick Foles gives them the best chance to win. And I actually do think he does.
That was Kimberly Martin on ESPN's Get Up show, and she's got a pretty strong opinion of why Foles is in the quarterback room over here with the Bears. Do you agree with her, Alyssa? Are we nearing the end of the Mitchell Trubisky era in Chicago? Is Nick Foles here because ultimately he's going to get the job and this is just kind of a faux competition?
I think that's fair to say. I mean, obviously, following Trubisky's performance last season, I mean, he wasn't the only problem on offense, but he was a big problem, especially as a former number 2 overall pick. And obviously the Bears taking him over Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, things that Bears fans will never, ever live down or stop hearing about. The thing is, they brought Nick Foles in over a whole bunch of other cheaper options. They shelled out a 4th-round compensatory pick, $21 million guaranteed. They did that for a reason. He has proven success in this type of offense. He did it in Philadelphia, coming off the bench, leading the Eagles to a Super Bowl. They have him here for a reason. But at the same time, the ultimate hope is that Trubisky does finally turn it around. Is that guaranteed to happen? Absolutely not. Especially listening to reports out of training camp, neither Trubisky or Foles has managed to separate himself or do anything special. in this competition, which is definitely worrisome. So you have to wonder, what direction are the Bears going to lead in? And I definitely think that there's a possibility that we can see both Trubisky and Foles some point this season, whether it's due to injury or whether it's due to one of them, you know, struggling. I definitely think the leash will be short. Mm-hmm. The question is, there is no... I'm going to pause there.
Yep, no problem.
Without an offseason and without preseason reps, Nick Foles is at a disadvantage, clearly. He just started throwing to these guys 3 weeks ago. He didn't have the advantage of working with these guys for 2 years in this offense or offseason, like Trubisky was organizing some offseason workouts with some of the local guys. You know, Foles is at a disadvantage, and he's admitted that he's getting more and more comfortable in this offense with these playmakers. But the simple fact of the matter is, when you have two starting quarterbacks, you have none. So quarterback is clearly the biggest issue for the Bears heading into this year. It's very likely that the Trubisky era is done here in Chicago if he doesn't win this job. He could get another chance down the line or in the season, you know, given the uncertainty with COVID or with injuries. But, you know, it's very possible that Trubisky's time in Chicago is over. Foles can lead this offense, but there are other concerns aside from quarterback, looking at the offensive line, the lack of a run game. Outside of Allen Robinson, you need proven receivers. The tight end room certainly helps this year. But the Bears have big concerns at quarterback, and they need to have that fixed if they want to make the playoffs.
100%. And I know the Bears are keeping it close to the vest, but, you know, do you think it's Foles week one? Like, what's your prediction?
It's a hard one because I have a feeling this is going to come down to a tiebreaker. Obviously, the way that the Bears, that Matt Nagy, quarterbacks coach Don DeFilippo, has said that they're grading this, they're grading not every throw, they're grading every rep. So, you know, interceptions, yes. Touchdowns, yes. You know, is he making the right read there? You know, like, so, like, they have a very specific way that they're evaluating these guys. But hearing the reports out of camp, it's a tiebreaker. So it's who gets the nod? Are you going to go with Trubisky, who has a couple years in this offense and experience with these guys? Or do you go with Foles, who's, you know, still learning the offense, but, you know, he's not going to make mistakes and he's more poised back there? It's hard to, you know, guess who's going to be under center week one. The only thing, and I know that this isn't how they're going to choose a starting quarterback, you know, by one opponent, but Trubisky has, like, owned the Lions over the last three games. I think he has 8 touchdowns to 1 interception. He's had 100 quarterback rating against them all the last three games. He's had really impressive performances against the Lions, but again, they're not going to choose their starting quarterback based on the week one opponent.
Coming up, we're going to get Alyssa's sports betting futures picks with the Bears. We're going to throw some picks at her. She's going to tell us what she thinks with her, using her inside information. And for me, being in New Hampshire, where sports betting legal is legal, I'm going to open up my app on my phone and get some of the lines. So we'll do that coming up next here on the Bears Wire podcast.
It's that time again for the line of the week. The inside track to the favorites, the underdogs, and the over-unders.
I think I want my money back.
Now, here are Jeff Clark and Eston McLaren from USA Today's Sportsbook Wire.
Hello, I'm Eston McLaren of SportsbookWire.com and Bet Slippin' Podcast, and here's what you need to know about the season opener between the Houston Texans and Kansas City Chiefs. The Super Bowl 54 champs are favored by 9.5 points, with the over-under set at 54.5. Both numbers have already been bet down since they were first released, along with the 2020 NFL schedule in mid-May. The Texans beat the Chiefs 31-24 in a Week 6 meeting last season. 7 of the Chiefs' 12 wins in 2019 came by at least 10 points. While the Texans lost 3 games by at least 10 last season, one of those was in Week 17, with QB AJ McCarron under center. I like the Texans to cover and keep it within 9. Tick the under as well on a number inflated by the hype of the season opener and a tantalizing quarterback matchup between Super Bowl MVP Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. Check out SportsbookWire.com for more with all odds from BetMGM Sportsbook. Subscribe to Bet Slippin' Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, Alyssa, over under 7.5 wins for the Bears in the 2020 regular season. You taking the over or you taking the under?
I'm going to take the over there because this team, for all of its faults last year, it was one of the worst offenses in the league, a defense that regressed, and they still managed to win 8 games. Now you're looking at this offense a year later. You're guaranteed to get better quarterback play just from bringing in competition. The defense, you're bringing back some big pieces in Akeem Hicks, who is just so important for that defense. You upgraded with Robert Quinn at pass rusher opposite Khalil Mack, who Khalil Mack had a bad season. And if there's one thing that you should know about how Mack has been performing, or sorry, how Mack has been thinking about last season's performance, he's mad. So, and you know that you do not want a mad Khalil Mack coming after you. So I'll definitely take the over there, considering that this team won 8 games last year.
Bears right now, the odds-on favorite to finish 3rd in the NFC North behind the Vikings and Packers. Are you good with that? You think that sounds right on?
I think that's fair. If you would have said that the Bears were to finish 4th behind the Lions, that would have been a little crazy, considering that the Bears have owned the Lions the last couple years and the fact that the Lions are the Lions and will inevitably screw it up. But I think if the Bears can manage, if everything can go right, if they can just have an average offense and the defense does its job, they could probably compete not only for the 2nd spot, but I don't know. Hey, it's early in the season. I'm feeling optimistic. Maybe they can compete for the NFC North.
Oh, crazier things have happened without a doubt. All right, that's our show. We're going to be back next week to talk Bears Lions week 1 of the NFL season. Alyssa, thanks for joining me and thanks for bringing the knowledge.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right, we'll talk to you guys next week on the Bears Wire Podcast.
This USA Today Sports Podcast has been presented by USA Today's Sports Media Group and is available in your favorite podcast store. Make sure to subscribe for weekly updates, the latest fantasy picks from Corey Bonini, and the Huddle Podcast, Inside the Weekly Line with Sportsbook Wire's Jeff Clark and Esten McLaren, and the Bet Slippin' Podcast. We'll see you again next week.